The highest yearly inflation in 39 years. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. The Consumer Price Index for November came out this morning. It shows inflation in the U.S. economy is at its highest level in nearly four decades, with prices rising 6.8% compared to last year. If you take out food and energy, the rise in prices was 4.9% since a year ago. Christopher Lowe joins us to go through this. He's chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
All right. Is there any, you know, one sector or group of items that is driving this crazy number, or is it just everything?
More than anything else, it is goods, and in particular, imported goods, which goes right back to that supply chain thing that we've been following for months. And unfortunately, every time we get a wave of the virus, those supply chain problems seem to heat up again.
Is there anything in this that would lead you to be optimistic from here on out?
There's a couple of things that we're watching. For one thing, there are some improvements in several service categories. For example, medical care inflation slowed down this month. Recreational prices, which is everything from sporting goods to movie tickets, they actually fell a little bit. And there's some price relief in education and communication too, which is a good sign. So there are some spots where inflation is not out of control, but that said, it is broader now than it was in the spring when inflation was first a problem. And that's why economists are maybe a little more nervous.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about the core inflation where you take out food and energy, and that is at 4.9% year over year growth. But I mean, we eat and we use energy. So, I mean, how much should we care that when we take those out, it's lower?
I think we should care a lot. The core is lower because it does tell us where inflation is likely to end up down the road. That said, food and energy prices do matter, as you said, and it's one of the ways in which inflation is a particularly regressive tax, because the lowest income Americans spend a bigger proportion of their budget on food and energy. And those prices this year have been particularly nasty.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
Tyson Foods plans to spend more than $1 billion on robots, robots to help run its meat processing plants. Tyson is not alone here, not by a long shot. The pandemic and worker shortage have been fueling a shift to automation. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Hey, Sabri.
So what will the robots that Tyson is purchasing be doing?
All right. So the company says it's short of workers. Not a surprise. A lot of companies are saying that. And Tyson says it can't keep up with the demand for meat in this country at the current pace that its plants are operating. Automation is the way that the company plans to boost its production capacity. They say it's now at 80%. They want to get to 98%. And the robots it will install will apparently debone chicken, which the company says is a labor-intensive task and a position that has high turnover right now at its plants.
And as we mentioned, you know, Tyson's not the only one turning to robots. What else are we seeing in this trend towards automation?
Yeah, they're definitely not the only one. For example, Kroger this year opened automated warehouses in Florida and Ohio, which fulfill online grocery orders. And the U.S. is not even the only country doing this, Sabri. In fact, we're a bit of a laggard compared to other parts of the world. Researchers say automation really started taking off during the Great Recession. In 2009, it's accelerated during the pandemic. A global survey last year of business leaders found that about half of them plan to increase automation. Many will reduce their workforces as a result, and many of those people, Sabri, will be lower paid workers.
Mm. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Workers at a Starbucks in Buffalo, New York, have voted to unionize. That marks a symbolic challenge to a company that argues it offers high pay and benefits and that workers don't need to unionize. Workers at another location voted not to form a union. Starbucks shares are up 1 1/10% this morning.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Unemployment rate for people who were once incarcerated is nearly five times higher than it is for other workers. That is according to the Prison Policy Institute. In Dallas, there's a pilot program to help formerly incarcerated moms get the training they need to launch careers in tech. KERA's Christopher Connolly has the story.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
10 women are settling into class in a nondescript Dallas office tower. One of them is Patricia Manning. She's a 52-year-old mother of five, grandmother to 11, who just started learning the basics of IT here 6 weeks ago.
Listen, I didn't even know how to cut the computer on.
Now she can take apart a computer and map its components.
Well, this is the motherboard, this is the CPU, and this is the road. I was like, man, am I gonna actually be able to fix this?
Manning has been out of prison for 2 years, but it's been tough. She can't rent an apartment because of a felony drug record, so she lives with one of her kids. Before the program started, she was making $13 an hour working two fast food jobs, which meant long days and zero benefits. Now she's getting paid to train for a job in IT that should qualify her for better pay, health insurance, a 401k, and paid time off.
That's my priority, my kids, to make a living for them, to make something for them, something that I didn't have.
The IT certificate she's earning can lead to jobs with average salaries around $43,000 a year.
We cannot keep rescuing people from prison and restoring them to poverty.
Brittany Barnett is a Dallas-based lawyer. This training program is a collaboration between her nonprofit, Girls Embracing Mothers, and the Computing Technology Industry Association, called CompTIA. Barnett says mass incarceration and stigma against people with criminal records, it's bad for everybody.
There is so much genius behind bars. There's so much untapped potential that people are unfortunately overlooking.
Barnett says beyond a guaranteed internship after the training program, these women will leave with a network of other people who share their experience as they build careers in tech. In Dallas, I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Justin Dueler. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.